As several elementary schoolers ran out onto the courtyard for a PE class, Josh Stein walked down memory lane on his way to a fifth grade assembly in the gym. Stein, who attended Sewell Elementary School in the 1970s, recounted stories from his childhood to Principal Minnie Goines, including about running off into areas further away from the school buildings.
Usually we came back. It was the 1970s.
But as Stein told the students gathered together, many things have changed since he went to this school, a big difference being the prevalence of technology and the internet. Stein's visit to his old stomping grounds was the latest in his tours around elementary schools in North Carolina, as he discusses internet safety and moderation of screen time.
Kids are kids, but the world in which we live is totally different. And parents like me don't know what it's like to be a kid today because we didn't experience it ourselves.
With a mental health crisis being reported for North Carolina's teenagers, and social media playing a role, Stein and his office say they're aiming to, quote, get upstream by talking with older elementary school students. The attorney general said the goal is for those children to have an open dialogue with their parents about internet use, best practices, and balancing real life versus what's seen on social media.
And by the way, this is a rule that I have to follow at home, too. My wife says I spend way too much time on Twitter. And so we all have to set limits for ourselves. And remember that there's a lot of fun stuff out in the real world that is good to do. You know, play with your dog.
To help spark those discussions, Stein's office sends home cards with tips to stay safe while online. It also has a family tech agreement that students and caretakers can sign together, which serves as a pledge to practice healthy communication and be aware of what information gets shared on the internet. CHCCS Superintendent Naya Hamlet said messages like Stein's are an example of how she wants to help the school system be a bridge between home and classrooms for students. Internet safety matters to each child, she said, and Hamlet shared some ways the district aims to teach it.
Of course, through education with teachers and having conversations about safety online, that's certainly really important. But being able to put information into our parents' hands so that they too can decide what is best for their child, for their household, and guiding their children through online safety, what some of the do's and don'ts are.
Stein stressed to the students he believes the internet is a tool and recognizes it's where children are increasingly spending their time. But the attorney general said he believes sparking broader conversations about the internet is also a helpful tool to help those students as they grow.
This isn't about being anti-internet, it's about responsible internet. And what we want is for parents to have their conversation with their own kid about what they think is appropriate. And that's what this family tech agreement is about, is letting parents set boundaries for their own children so that we can keep them safe and they don't become addicted or have bad things happen to them.
You can see photos of Stein's visit to Sewell Elementary School by visiting chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.